This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to have to be very, very disciplined today to cover all this news because I've got to get into the geopolitical news, the huge financial news, the military news. But at the center of all this, on this Wednesday, the 14th day, hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, of March 2018, we are at the center of the news. There is a concerted public rollout worldwide from communist China to Western Europe to the United States, from Canada to the UK, from South Africa to Paris, France, from Stockholm, Sweden, to Berlin, Germany, to end nationalist, conservative, Christian, libertarian speech. People that are worried about radical Islam. It's all being banned. And I've got Sadiq Khan 2 days ago in Austin saying to it, the Islamist mayor. I've got the head of YouTube here in Austin calling for banning free speech and placing their videos, info over us. And I mean, Google says Jesus didn't exist. Apple's taken Easter off their calendar. And even Melania Trump's being sucked into it. This is really bad news. Melania Trump getting into social media companies to discuss cyberbullying. Then they say if you know you hurt anybody's feelings by disagreeing with them or pointing out their Democratic Party operative at any tragic event, spinning things, well, then you get sued. Doesn't even matter if the lawsuit's fraudulent because it's the PR they want. So this is the big push that Hillary was already planning once she got in. They're just going ahead with it, and it is unbelievable. I spent about 4 hours yesterday on the phone with different lawyers who have read the 70-page lawsuit filed by Georgetown University with taxpayer money, the clinics taxpayer-funded. And you have these professors that sued me, defaming me all over the news, just having a big temper tantrum, lying about me, saying things I never said, which isn't in the lawsuit, so it's out in the public area. And we're getting the trigger ready on the final letter to Tom Brokaw. I guess I got to sue him for calling me a total racist with no proof. It doesn't matter if I'm a public figure. That is defamation on his face. And I'm getting ready to send the final letters to Pepe the Frog creator and everything else. And I've just got to fight for the First Amendment. I'm going to sue all these people. And it's just incredible how they go, oh, we're for free speech. We just want Alex Jones taken off the air. In fact, here are some of the headlines. YouTube, Wikipedia, conspiracy theory crackdown isn't enough. Fortune, they just call for InfoWars, Alex Jones to be banned. And they lie about what I've said. EU, more censorship to, quote, protect you. Juncker announces. Seth Rich's parents sue Fox News for investigating his death. I'm not kidding. I talked to lawyers about that this morning. They said it's just completely. The mother, poor lady, says, oh, after he died, I'm stressed out and can't work, and after media coverage. Okay, but Fox News didn't shoot your son, and I'm sorry he's dead. But talking to lawyers in D.C. and others, they said they always catch these random shootings or muggings, except this time, and nothing was taken. And you got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic Party, threatening the police about other laptops that got left showing Pakistani infiltration. And you've got the former head of the NSA who's examined the files of the WikiLeaks information, and it was downloaded at point-blank range. It wasn't transferred over the Internet. So it's totally normal to question. But they say, oh, no, it's a conspiracy theory. The Democratic Party came in, and they had one of their top crisis operatives, not crisis actor, crisis managers, the Democratic Party, come in to the family the week after, take control of the whole thing, and now you question Seth Rich, you get sued. I mean, that's what's happening to us. And so much of the media is going along with it. You better understand the Democrats say in this lawsuit against me that they want to create case law to overturn the Supreme Court on the First Amendment. and allow them to prohibit the speech of anybody they want and basically ban investigative journalism. The lawyers I've talked to, they're top folks, they say this is one of the most historic cases ever. This is the end of the First Amendment.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm picking up a transmission. I think it's Alex Jones on screen.
But here's the good news, chumps. You think you're going to assassinate Trump, shut down the independent media, and bully a bunch of us into going along with you?
How do I deserve that?
From being willing to have a fight to wanting one at this point. And only the dumbest morons buying your SJW globalist George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton and the New World Order and Michael Moore, go back to Hades where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
Do you think there was more than one?
For sure, a second shooter.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this historic March 14th, 2018 transmission. We are right now in the center of the Ides of March. Always a very unlucky time for leaders since the date was set 2,000 plus years ago with the stabbing to death of the Roman Senate on March 15th. So we are on the eve of the center of the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. I don't get up here and say that I'm honored and that I'm actually very satisfied in what's going on as InfoWars is being persecuted. I don't say that to put a good PR face on it, because there have been times when I wake up in the middle of the night that I'm upset about what's happening. But then when I reflect on it and ponder it and cogitate, I am extremely honored to be at the center of the fight for this republic and for Western civilization values and for nationalism and for free market and for religious freedom, to be a classical Thomas Jeffersonian liberal. I call myself a nationalist libertarian because in the modern nomenclature and parlance, that is what the words mean today. But in the system of Thomas Jefferson's day, 220 years ago or so, during his heyday, I'm a liberal. I'm a just absolute flaming liberal. But today, that's called a Nazi by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, who runs the fascist anti-American bully brigades in the media and on the streets in America. And see, what I said is fact. But CNN says I need to be sued. Sink of the Young Turks names his group after a genocide group that killed 1.5 million Christians. He says I should be taken off the air. I'm the worst person in the world because I lied about a Holocaust survivor George Soros. And it is George Soros that is funding Antifa. It is George Soros, we know, that is in at least part funding through his front groups, Georgetown Law and other organizations. We've now been going into their filings. And so if Georgetown Law and if the president of Georgetown and others, who I'm going to attempt to meet with, I'm going to D.C. in a few weeks, if Georgetown Law thinks they're going to win this fight trying to end the First Amendment by financing this lawsuit with taxpayer and Soros money, they got another thing coming. Now, I got a lot of the news I want to hit on before I get into this, because we've got Rex Tillerson, we've got the economy, we've got massive attacks on the First Amendment, but let me just boil this down to everybody right now. I personally am on a mission, and I'm right where I want to be. I personally feel very, very strong because of the situation. And they say that great people are made by the situations they're in and by doing the right thing. I'm not a great person, but I am instinctive, and I have my head screwed on straight, and I have studied history. So, again, if I see a wildfire coming towards my house, and it's a mile away, and the winds are picking up, and the fire starts moving sometimes, you know, a mile an hour, I'm not going to go to bed at midnight watching television with my wife and then just hope I don't wake up at 3 a.m. with fires all around me. That happened, 6 years ago when they had the Bastrop fires and the fires out by Dripping Springs in the Hill Country, and there were ashes raining down on my house. The fire was a mile away. The winds were 50 miles an hour, and the fire departments were running around blocking roads, and I said, we're going to the hotel. Went to the Four Seasons. Got a suite with me and my family. And the fire got within a half mile. And I had family say, well, you know, you're not usually a scaredy cat. Why'd you do that? I said, I'm not a scaredy cat. If you got fire coming at you with 50-mile-an-hour winds, I don't go to bed. Because I could sleep through a nuclear war. It's a normal provision. Like, I'm not a fearful person, but I lock my door. I'm not a exhibitionist. You know, I close my blinds. So, that's the point I'm getting at here, is that it's not heroic to do the right thing. Now, the fact that I feel really strong and feel like I should be right where I am, and my morale has never been higher, and it's making me be a lot more serious person, and it's not that I'm even becoming less nice, I'm becoming more decisive. And I'm putting up with less BS for myself and other people, because the hour is very, very serious. Now, just like you feel strong when you're forced to fight, it doesn't mean the situation's good. I got here late today, I did some research last night and this morning, but without even looking at more than 10 stacks here. I only went through 4 or 5 of them. And it's just everywhere. Mainstream news, banning free speech, banning, shutting this down, controlling that, blocking that, putting the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Media Matters in videos in front of our videos. I mean, it's all just next level. And then Fox News being sued for bullying. And the professors say, and it's in the same courts in Virginia. They say, same courts I'm being sued in. I told you, it's me today, it's you tomorrow. They said, it was hurtful that you investigated Seth Rich and who killed him, and so we're suing you for millions of dollars. That's right. Herman the News said, how dare Fox News and Sean Hannity question this? And then you question it, they call it a conspiracy theory. He was shot repeatedly in the back. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is running around threatening police on television. You give me my laptop back, DNC, or I'll have your funding pulled. And the police say no. You've got WikiLeaks basically saying that Seth Rich is their source. You've got the former head of the NSA that looked at the WikiLeaks data and the port data. You've got British ambassadors and others that have gone public that have seen it. William Benny's seen it. The port data is the fastest basic download at the time it happened that you could get from a computer to a thumb drive. It was 6-7 times faster than the best connection anywhere over the internet. So it was not a hack. It was a leak. Seth Rich was over that stuff. We're not saying he did it. We're saying 2 + 2 could equal 4. We're looking at it. The Democratic Party admittedly took control of the Rich family, is running this, had a PR firm involved, and now they're suing people that say investigate Seth Rich. Folks, that's what this is. And just like we said, why is a Democrat, you know, 4 kids out of 1,000 that are only, or 3,000, the only ones on the news with anti-gun views? Why is it, you know, you get these Democratic Party operatives at this event in Charlottesville, and they're the ones that are the spokespersons calling Trump a white supremacist and all this? And then we get sued for saying, look, these are Democratic spokespersons. They spin it to fame us, say we're saying nobody died and that they orchestrated it. See how that works? No, they orchestrated the chaos Soros did by funding Antifa. That's what we said. So, again, it's the biggest attack on the First Amendment ever.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I don't want to make what's happening to us the main story of the broadcast every day. Because I have so much incredible news that ties into just the whole future of this species. But do you understand that all of the mainstream media has ganged up on InfoWars? They announced four and a half weeks ago, in the Wall Street Journal, that the head of News Corp, the new CEO, as they merged with Disney, met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and they said, we're going to launch in the next few weeks a program to eradicate all other competing news and information off of major platforms. And our prospectus is, together we'll make hundreds of billions of dollars more. They then specifically listed Infowars.com and WikiLeaks and said, we're going to start with them to set the precedent. So this was a corporate statement for the stock of Disney and News Corp and Apple and Twitter and Facebook. Apple then announced a week later they're merging with the Chinese government with their new worldwide headquarters there and giving them access to full Apple Cloud, all codes, which they won't give to the U.S. government and which they shouldn't. Sadiq Khan's in town saying ban the First Amendment. The head of YouTube's in Austin, where I am, today and said restrict free speech. It is unbelievable. I cannot even exaggerate this. It's worse than I can say. I'm getting chills right now. And it's all being done all corporate and all sophisticated, just like TPP and IMF and World Bank and Ex-Im Bank and the WTO and all this stuff that transferred our power to multinationals. It's the same way they just go, oh, hi, we're going to stop bullying. We're going to block InfoWars. He said there's Mars bases with children on it. I didn't say it. They're the ones defaming me. Tom Brokaw, everywhere. Alex Jones is a racist. He hates black people. The lawyers look at it and they go, yeah, if you can win a case with a public figure, this is it. And I'm like, I keep telling the lawyers, I said, send the final letter, get the suit ready. Statute of limitations is up in a month and a half. I got to do it. I got to sue Tom Brokaw. I got to sue all these lying scumbags. I mean, they're just trash, and they think they're better than everybody, and they think they're going to butcher the First Amendment, and it's everywhere. It's today, without even looking, I've got like 15 articles here saying in the First Amendment. That's these weird double-thinking articles. They go, Alex Jones is a menace. He's banned from speech. He needs to be deplatformed and not allowed to be heard. I mean, Hitler did that in secret. But then they go, but that's not getting rid of the First Amendment. No. Jones is yelling fire in a theater. So I go, hey, look at all these Democratic operatives there at Charlottesville and all these big foundation people and how Soros is in the documents hiring people to go be disruptive. I mean, that's in the news. That's in all over. And they just go, Jones says no one died, and Jones says a photographer carried out the attack. And then you go, read the suit, says stuff I never said. Then you go, look at the videos, didn't say what they say. They even changed the headlines that Soros needs to be arrested for orchestrating Charlottesville. And they took the word off, chaos. The police stood down. We first reported that. Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz were there covering it. They got attacked. They marched the press, the independent press, and the new right people, or the alt-right people, in to the Antifa. And later it came out they did. They say, that's me saying it's all fake. Like the Truman Show. Didn't say that. But it didn't matter. If I want to say it's not real, how does that hurt anybody? Oh, they go, it's bullying, so I need to be sued for millions of dollars by Georgetown University. So here's the bottom line before I go to break and come back with all the other news. They're attacking the Second Amendment, but they can't get it. You know how they get it? They get the First Amendment. Just like they're trying to deplatform the NRA, just like they're trying to shut down the NRA, trying to take its banking away. They're trying to take our banking away. The lawyers have looked at that, and they said, yeah, this is all tortious interference, racketeering, unfair business practices. This is all mafia tactics. Breitbart got it right. CNN mafia tactics. Going after our sponsors. Trying to get our YouTube shut down. Filing fake complaints on us. Then when they fail, they come out and say, Jones is crazy. Nobody's trying to take him over. Thinking you didn't remember the day before when they had three stories saying do it. That's fake news. So now they're suing Fox News. Democrats have funded it. They're using the grieving family who first came out and had questions. PIs came out and said there were questions. Rich was shot in the back. It goes on and on from that point. The leaks to WikiLeaks were not hacked. They were downloaded. Now you've got the Pakistani brothers and Wasserman Schultz and laptops and threatening the police to give them back. And that's what we all broke with Dr. Corsi and people right after Seth Rich, that reportedly there were Islamists from Pakistan involved. There was investigations. It was all, and then everything came out exactly what the Capitol Police. Oh, by the way, this is how many sources I have. I have a source. I'm not going to say if it's federal or local. On the scene of the latest bombing over here in Southeast Austin 2 days ago. And we know exactly the type of bomb it was and how it was done and why they were blocking the streets and searching the houses. And now I understand why they got warrants and why they did it. So the police had a reason. And I when I was given the info, I said, well, am I able to put this out? I don't want to hurt the investigation. They said, yeah, we've determined we're going to let you break it. Because I think the police just want you to see when it comes out how credible we are. In fact, get me a Don Salazar in here, please. I know Kit's overwhelmed. Everybody's agreeing with a great job. Just get a Don in here. And I meant to have our security folks, we didn't want to search it on our own phones, search the type of bombs that that are being used. And I'm going to break when we come back the exclusive of the bomb. And see, we're given this by the FBI and by the other people like at Vegas. So when it comes out, we're right. People can understand that there are good people in the government and that InfoWars has real sources. Patriots know how to save InfoWars. They'll just continue to give us the best information. Two explosions in Austin. One dead, two injured. That was on Monday. There was another one on March 2nd. And Don, I'm going to give you the exclusive during the break. And do me a favor, go get the one of the security guys, you know, the one I'm talking about, because I want to be able to have him help you with this, because I meant to come in early and get with you and give you the details of the weapons. These are bombs cooked on the front porch of the house. Takes about 20 minutes. They're a pressure relief bomb, and that's why it's so bizarre. This person is, in broad daylight, mixing and cooking the bomb, and then putting it on the porch, and when the person moves the weight off the top, it detonates. And that's the main reason law enforcement wants us to go ahead and do this, because higher-ups are saying don't release it. They're like, no, people need to know if there's more of these bombs. So if there's something on your front porch, do not touch it. We'll be right back. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, when I start the next hour, Scott Adams is joining us. Kevin McGinnis is joining us. Dr. Steve Pachinik is joining us with all his inside intel. I want to get Zach, by the way, on the next few days if we can, one of our other great intel sources. Old Zach from the Cape Canaveral, folks. I'm not going to say what agency he's in. I was about to. You know, I don't think he even minds, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to reveal at the start of the next hour the type of bomb that has been used 3 times in Austin, causing one fatality and other serious injuries. 2 bombings on Monday, one bombing the week before during South by Southwest. Two black families, one Hispanic family hit. Some are saying it's racially motivated. Some say it could be a false flag. You know, a lot of the leftists attack themselves. I'm not saying that's what it is, but that happens a lot. And you see all the cases where, you know, the Air Force Academy, somebody's writing the N-word everywhere on vending machines, and it turns out it's a black cadet. Or it could be Antifa gentrification folks protesting. Or it could be just a mentally ill person. It could be a teenager who's been radicalized. And I think it could be a white supremacist. I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is, but I think that's now 30-40% chance from what I know from law enforcement. And I was told this information this morning from the source, and it's an impeccable direct source. And I wrote down notes. Then, of course, I left them at my house. So much is happening. And so I'm going to go back over the notes, which I'm going to get brought back to me. And then I'm going to check with one of the other folks that I relate it to, with their military and ordnance background, to make sure the article that Adan Salazar and I put out is accurate. So that's why I'm waiting to go to this, because there's just so much going on. I was given bombshell info, pun intended, on the bombing, and I mean, it's the exclusive. It's the exclusive, and it's again, I'm not a munitions person, so I understand a little bit about compression and things like that, but I want to get the exact type of bomb right, and I want to make sure that I relay it all properly. But it is a very primitive bomb, but it's also a very deadly bomb, and again, it's triggered by you opening it, by the pressure of the, I guess, compounds then being mixed together. And again, the reason we're being given the information is so that, well, it's many things, because we folks know we're a credible news source. We'll put it out. Also, the main reason is a lot of the folks on the ground and surrounding them, right above them, think that you need to tell the public what this bomb looks like, and so you understand. Everybody's focusing on packages and mail, and they keep saying, check all your mail, check all this. That's just not what it is. You go out there and you're, what's in this crock pot, basically? You take the lid off and it blows you up. So that's what's going on. And you'll see that when it comes out, type of bomb, that will be it. Because we don't make up sources. Physicist Stephen Hawking died at the age of 76. I think with the disease he had, he may be the longest living person with that. Renowned British scientist Stephen Hawking, known for his breakthrough ideas in theoretical physics and space research, has died at age 76, his family says. And I'm not lessening Hawking's, but so many of his theories were theories that had been put out by German and other theoretical physicists and quantum mechanics physicists 50 years before, 60 years before. And he was more like a pop character, though interesting. And then he said his earlier theories were wrong and things like that, but the reason there's so many different energy systems they now know in physics, and dark matter is way more energetic and powerful. We just can't see it. That's now been proven. They've got all these different radio telescopes and giant magnetometers, and I'm not an engineer. I just read about it. I find it fascinating, and they're just like, they basically see like scaffolding and structure, just like the ancients would sit there and think stars that were, you know, thousands of light years apart were actually lined up and made the shapes of things. But what's weird is there actually is interconnectivity, and it totally is flipping out the scientists. And I'm not saying the ancients were seeing the proper connections. It's just that it's there. Galaxies spin like clocks once every billion years, astronomers say. As above, so below. So said the ancients. And so now it is. So as it always was and always will be. Now. Yeah, there it is. Gravitational waves, ripples in space-time. Einstein was a mathematician. And he came up with more original stuff than Stephen Hawking, but still, they were guys chosen by the media to kind of change other people's theories a little bit and get the credit. And I'm not saying that to put Hawking down. But it's kind of like everybody always builds up Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Graham Bell was very stick-to-itist, very dogged, amazing inventor. But he wasn't 10% as visionary as Nikola Tesla. So that's all I'm saying is Stephen Hawking was a pop character. And I guess they thought it was fanciful, you know, that he had a disability, so that made it more interesting. But that's really it. And then whatever the establishment wanted to put out the last 20 years, we would get a communique from Stephen Hawking. And it would basically just be recycled globalist press releases. But, oh, Stephen Hawking said it, so we all need to listen immediately. But we wish Stephen well off in the blue yonder. Off we go to the wild blue yonder. Born in 1942 in Oxford, Hawking was one of four children and the eldest son of Frank Hawking, both Oxford University graduates. And it just goes over. You know, I've got too much news to even cover it. Just this bomb story alone, I should probably just be off air getting that ready. It's so important for public safety and other things like that. And I've got so much news here. It's just incredible. Let me just do this as we go to break, then I'll come back and get into the geopolitical news that's so huge and the gold getting pulled out of England and a bunch of other stuff that I've got to hit. But just look at this. The big telecoms, the big tech giants, they've all announced with the Democratic Party and others that they're going to sue investigative journalists. Fox News has been sued for just investigating the Seth Rich murder. That's called a conspiracy theory and hurtful to investigate it, even though much of it's turned out to be accurate. The CEO of YouTube says they're going to fight conspiracy theories. Melania Trump's getting on board. Wikipedia conspiracy theory crackdown isn't enough, says Fortune. Ban Alex Jones. Look at these headlines right here. Alex Jones is finally getting the defamation suit he deserves. Huffington Post. Alex Jones is a menace to society. I'm suing him. Brendan Gilmore. He gets to call me a menace. I didn't call him a menace. He gets to misrepresent what I've said about him. Grandstand, sue me, using taxpayer money out of Georgetown, because their legal clinic's funded by that, and I just say nothing to him. I'm just saying that I have my free speech, and I wish that the university and the globalists weren't a menace to the First Amendment and to America. Alex Jones, InfoWars lawsuit claims $12.5 million annual sales. That's just some made-up number. Alex sued for defamation by Brendan Gilmore. On and on and on. InfoWars and the Gateway pundits slapped with lawsuits. They're all trying to shut us down. They're all celebrating, from the London Guardian to the New York Times. And as I told you, Fox News was next.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me just give you some of the headlines that we're going to be covering throughout the broadcast today now that we're 50 minutes in or 47 minutes in to the transmission. And we're in the middle of worldwide governments banning free speech and putting in internet controls and tracking systems. It's just unprecedented. We need President Trump and his campaign head and others to move against this. And again, they package the whole thing as anti-bullying. Now they're suing Fox News for bullying because they investigated Seth Rich the day after I've been sued for bullying. It's a defamation suit, but get rid of the First Amendment because Alex bullied people, pointing out that a bunch of Democratic Party operatives were in Charlottesville and used the tragedy to try to blame President Trump. They turned that into Jones says no one died, or Jones alternately says the Democratic activist actually killed the people or killed the woman. I didn't say any of that, and they know that. And their lawsuit is 70 pages of fiction, and the lawyers have never seen anything like it. They say it's a PR stunt. They said summary judgment thrown out, even though the 4th District, Western District, doesn't usually do that. They now passed slapback provisions last year. People don't know Virginia now has slap provisions. So I hope that when we win this, I hope Georgetown's paying your legal fees, sir, because we're being assaulted by lies. And we're, there's a lynch mob of media trying to shut InfoWars off. You got articles every day. I just read some trying to shut down InfoWars. You've got all this happening. deplatform us. We shouldn't be allowed to have shopping carts. We shouldn't be allowed to have banking. We shouldn't be allowed to have any media platforms. We need to be just shut down because we're bad. We're fake, you say. I economically and my speech would be put in a black hole. So it's not a Virginia man suing us. It's a Virginia man being used as a pawn by the university, by the Democratic professors, the Democrat professors, who say they want to silence me. Oh, we're all the First Amendment. Just this guy lies and says every tragedy didn't happen. Well, I didn't say that. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But I am going to Georgetown, and I am going to start contacting a public list of libertarian, conservative, and Christian, Catholic, pro-free speech folks on the alumni list, and I'm putting together a research team of about 10 people who are going to be calling alumni full-time and sending them information packets. So you want to fight? You better believe you got one. And maybe Georgetown thinks they can get more taxpayer money because they're really a public university. So we're going to have congressional hearings. And one thing the lawsuit gets right is Congress does introduce a lot of legislation based on research from our broadcast, you know, like the Mayak report and stuff that was real, saying gun owners are the main terror group. And Congress, you know, had legislation and they told Homeland Security stop saying that. And Trump removed that as soon as he got in, and a lot of other stuff like that. So, if Georgetown wants congressional hearings, we're going to push for them because we need to have hearings anyways. What the top lawyers told me, and it's exactly what they've been listening here, so they said, no, it's exactly as you say. Talked to lawyers in L.A., in Austin, in D.C., in Florida, and they all said the same thing reading it. They said it's a PR stunt. They actually invert Supreme Court rulings and are trying to make new law. They say they're trying to make new law in press releases, these professors. It's extremely grandiose. It flies in the face of all case law. And this is one of the biggest First Amendment cases ever. This will go down with my name at the top of it as big as anything. And if they win this, all investigative journalism, all commentary, all speech, all speculation is punishable by massive amounts of money and or being banned from the internet. So I said I get to the other news. It's just the magnitude of this and the 4 or 5 hours of phone calls I had yesterday with lawyers and just going over all this. It is stunning. And it appeared to be death by a thousand cuts following all these fraudulent lawsuits, which were getting dismissed like you know, knocking bowling pins down. But their statements and what they're saying is just wild-eyed. Kind of like judges saying in the Ninth Circuit and others to Trump, you cannot block anybody from any country, even though it's in the Constitution, it's in federal law. And it went to the Supreme Court 9-0, Trump's right. And it's the same thing. The lawyers look at this and they go, 100%. This is a publicity stunt. This is fraudulent. This is lies. They had a whole team of lawyers watching what they put as exhibits. And you walk into the court, you go, all these exhibits are wrong. This, you show the judge the clips, you're not going to have a 5-hour hearing. The judge is just going to be like, and it's the same thing. Fox News the next day sued, Democratic Party funded, that's admitted, for questioning Seth Rich's murder and saying he might be the source of the WikiLeaks. And then Assange says, we don't give up sources, but it should be investigated because he's a source. But see, it's this whole emotion thing. Well, it's the parents, and they're suing. She says she can't work anymore after her son was killed because of the murder and coverage. Lady, I'm sorry Seth got killed. We're trying to find out who did it. They still haven't been found. And if we investigate that, are you going to sue me? Well, I got to keep speaking. See, I'm not here to get my own bacon out of things. I'm here to try to get all our bacon out of the fire. So people that are self-centered out there think, oh, Jones, man, he's got all these lawsuits against him. Oh, my God. Did you know that actually we're budgeting all this out? It's always the same. It's crazy. As each suit comes in, more money comes in, and it's always what's budgeted for what we need. It's biblical. We're given exactly what we need. It's crazy. Whoever's led in their heart or spirit to financially support us, plus get great products. And speaking of that, Then I'll get into the gold being removed out of London and Trump and all the really huge news that I should have led the broadcast with. Scary, realistic, fake videos of Trump and Putin may spark World War III, Professor warns. Remember, I talked about this years ago. They already have fake videos where they can make me up here and say whatever they want. Voice print, it'd be 100%. You couldn't tell it wasn't me. They've got, you know, Adobe Pro Tools software that they released last year. They pulled off the market because it was causing such problems where you could create voice print uncrackable, 100% the same. You recorded somebody for 30 seconds. You could then completely fake them. And then you got little websites and stuff that aren't even very good. People are going, oh, look, this is so incredible. They can make Putin say whatever he wants or Trump say whatever he wants. And what they do is they take actors and then copy the actor. They don't actually copy Putin. But they're saying this would cause World War III. It's already going on. And just distorting video is the same thing as distorting what I've said, editing what I say. Hillary's responsible for killing hundreds of thousands of women and children in Syria and other areas funding the Arab Spring. Fox News edited that and had Megyn Kelly play it, saying I said that she did this at Comic Ping Pong Pizza. They edited two different discussions together. We showed you the video. Put it out. That's the same thing as putting out a fake video. I told Megyn Kelly, I said, if you'll talk about that when you get here and watch the video clips and listen to the audio, I'll do the interview. She's like, oh, of course I will. Well, you've heard the audio. And she wouldn't do it when she got here. Oh, I don't remember that. Let's not talk about that. These people deal in lies. They deal in deception. They deal in defrauding you. And we deal in trying to get to the truth. So we need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't want to just sit here and fight these lawsuits and keep going with InfoWars on radio and TV. I want to get more reporters, more crew. I want to expand. If you're not expanding, you're contracting. There's no such thing as homeostasis and just sitting there. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, thousands of great products. MycoZX is the other part of the equation. If 2 plus 2 equals 4, well, this is the other part of the 2. And it is the antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida, which the bacteria then symbiotically live in. The bad bacteria create a slime wall and then absorb a lot of your nutrients. But then the bacteria and the yeast put off waste product. They go to the bathroom inside of you. And certain types of bacteria and yeast and stuff are real toxic. So a lot of that's been tied into headaches and all sorts of people know about this. The point is yeast and mold and stuff isn't just permeating our world. It's inside our bodies, and we've got MycoZX Plus, now stronger with the amazing concentrated herbal formula, and a lower price because we upscaled and signed a year contract. So it's $27.48, great deal. Other brands that are similar, like $60, $70, are still a good deal. This is $27.48, 50% off out of the gates. Please commit to the First Amendment and to your own health. Get MycoZX Plus and do the cleanse today at InfoWarsLive.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The science.